so different, like the East Coast rain versus like West Coast rain versus like South rain. It's all different, bro. Over here it's cold. On the West Coast, you want to dance in it because it's warm.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the JV Sports Show. I'm your host, JV. We're down to the last week, down to the wire here. I've got the Week 12 recap for you and the Week 13 preview as well. And it's going to be exciting by the time you listen to this, which may be Sunday when I'll probably be sending it out. It's been a busy week, obviously, with Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. And man, the turkey turned out great. The pumpkin pie, the candied yams, the ham, and the corn and the green beans. Oh, delicious. We didn't have all that stuff. But anyway, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And it's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend trying to figure out who's going to be in, who's out as the games are underway. Probably by the time you listen to this on Sunday, we're going to be heading into the night game and Monday Night Football, and we may see some playoff spots materialize as some folks may be guaranteed in, some folks may be on the cusp depending on the games that they still have yet to play, and it's going to be crazy. I always love this time of year to see who's in, who's out. I'm obviously, actually, there could be a very slim chance that I actually make it in at 6-7 if I can win this week. But we'll see about that because it comes down to points as the tiebreaker. As I was talking to the commissioners last week, that I believe it is points. It's not division, but points will be the tiebreaker in all this. And I think after that, I think if on the odd chance that two people have the same amount of points, which is rare, But I think then it comes down to maybe head-to-head or division. I'm not sure. But anyway, why don't we get into the Week 12 recap, the tryptophan. Perm versus me. So this was a little closer than I wanted. And again, it came down to Monday night where I hate that. Lamar almost scored 50 points, which was my fear going in that he would do that. He came up about 4 points short, which would have, I think, sealed the win for Perm. But I hung on to win 138-134. Nima versus Jeremy. Jeremy loses again for, I think, the third week in a row. Nima showed some grit toward the second half of the season. But I just don't think it's going to be enough for him to get a playoff spot. But he did make a valiant run there toward the end. AJ versus Sam. AJ is making a run for the playoffs with a really close win over his brother-in-law. He got no help from Cooper, who was held in check by the Pats with 0 points. So that was probably a little disheartening for him to see. But needless to say, he gets the win and could possibly move into a playoff spot. Moyne versus Jason. Well, I really thought Moyne was going to bounce back this week. Jason made sure that it would be Moyne's fourth loss in a row, which is crazy because I was thinking, oh no, he's going to bounce back. But I'm not sure what's going on. I honestly, the players just aren't showing up, even though his lineup looks good. So he, along with other top teams, minus Linda, lost this week and complicated the playoff race that much more. Caleb versus BPAC. Well, BPAC finally got his wine and the win from his side bet with Caleb. Caleb chose to go with Dwelly at tight end, and that proved to be a big donut for him as I can't read my notes. I got my notes here. I know what I wanted to say. So Dwelly got a donut, but as opposed to last week when he went off for 17 points. I'm really in a funk. I don't know what it is. I think it's the Thanksgiving hangover. I'm having a tough time gathering my thoughts and reading, but I will power through for y'all. Cadman Sr. versus Linda. So Linda does it again with the help of Fournette, and a big game from him. And while she does have the best record, her other half has the title of number one in the power rankings. So if it comes down to that, that would be a fun matchup to watch in the playoffs if they ended up getting seeded against each other.
I can't understand a word you said the whole time.
All right, now for the week 13 preview, me versus Jeremy. So with the way things are shaping up for Jeremy these past few weeks, I'd like to think that I've actually got a chance this week. So I'm looking for Mahomes to finally have a big game for me. And like I said before, it's quite possible that I could make the playoffs at 6-7. I just got to win this. Other people have to lose. So as they say, my own destiny is not in my own hands, which you never want as a sports team. Perm versus Nima. I'm going to go with the upset this week and hitch my wagon to Nima's star. I like Zeke to go big on Thanksgiving Day, and I feel like Lamar may struggle for Perm against that vaunted Niners D. Plus, Kittle is back for Nima, and I do like the cut of his jib. Caleb versus Sam. So this is a toss-up game, I think, for me. It could go either way. Sportsline has them at almost exactly 130 points, you know, give or take, plus or minus a half a point. I would say Caleb's got Lindsay in his lineup at the time of publication, but I'm sure he'll put in Cook. And I think Cook and Wentz going against the Finns could help Caleb win this one this week. So I'm going to go with Caleb. Moyne versus Cadman Sr. So I refuse to believe, because I've been saying it for weeks, I refuse to believe that Moyne will lose this week. He's got to win to ensure a playoff spot. His lineup looks good, but he needs guys to show up, as I was saying before. I still see some weaknesses in Cadman Sr.'s running back game, and his wide receivers are lackluster. So look for Moyne to close out the season with a win. I guarantee it. BPAC versus AJ. So this is going to be a crazy game with mad implications, yo. It's pretty much a dead heat matchup-wise this week. I think the key for AJ is Kamara, so if he can go off, I think AJ is going to win. For B, I like Prescott on Thanksgiving Day and Allen going against Denver and Jacobs at KC. So I think that the slight edge is going to go to BPAC on this one. He's been strong the second half of the season, and I see him to close out his 2019 season with a strong win over AJ. Strong. Jason versus Linda. It's like that old saying about, you know, you betting on the winning horse until it loses. Just keep going with it. And that's what I'm doing here with Linda. It's like, you know, the odds on Tom Hanks winning the Best Actor Oscar every time he was nominated in the 90s. I mean, the man couldn't lose back then. In films like Philadelphia and Forrest Gump and Sleepless in Seattle and Saving Private Ryan and The Green Mile. I think Castaway was in the 2000s. Not to mention he's an A's fan as well too. So, but we'll forget about Joe versus the Volcano. So what I'm saying is Linda's going to win this week. Anyway, folks, that's it for me. I don't know. I was going into Italian there. That's it for me this week. Thanks for joining. I'm still pretty stuffed from that Thanksgiving, but I continue to eat Thanksgiving dinner because that's what you do. So it's like Thanksgiving, and then you've got Friday Thanksgiving and Saturday Thanksgiving and most likely Sunday Thanksgiving. And we like to freeze some of the turkey and the stock. It's great. We did a couple years ago when we hosted at our place. You freeze the turkey and the stock together. Then when you need it, you pull out, you do it in individual bags. And then when you want to have some turkey dinner in 4 months, you can, because it lasts, I think, like 6 months, they say. So you take it out, and it's still as juicy and tender as ever with all that stock in there. It's been seeping into the meat. And it's great. It still tastes great. Just like you can have Thanksgiving in April. So anyway, just a little Thanksgiving tip there from you. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, JV. Anyway, hope you all had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends. And remember, I'll see you at the game. Tryptophan.
Any given Sunday, Kev, anything can happen.